I agree with you that we ought to do something about the company so that we can make some money.
Amos, I was going to make this taxicab company one of the greatest taxicab companies the world has ever done note about.
I hope you do something with it.
One of the first things we got to get is a slogan for the Fresh Air Taxicab Company. Something that goes on the end of the name so that everybody will know what we are talking about and what we are trying to do.
Well, I agree with you there. It would be nice if we could get some kind of slogan.
I got some written down here, but they ain't right yet.
Read me what you got.
The Fresh Air Taxicab Company of America Incorporated. Now, here's the slogan. Hot or cold, cold or hot, the cab you want is what we got.
That ain't bad. That's kind of poetry, ain't it?
Yeah, that's poetry. But we ain't got to have poetry, though. We need a slogan for the company. We could have one like this. Ride with us and get country air in the city. That's bad, though, ain't it?
Well, we get a slogan from somewhere. What else is he going to do to the company?
Well, Amos, the way we is going now, you know the same as I know that we ain't making no money. You can figure that out.
I ain't got to do much figuring to find out that, because I know I ain't got enough money to eat on hardly.
The thing we has got to do is to make money.
Well, how we going to make it?
That's what I got to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the books here, it ain't no use to look at them no more, though. I done looked at them till I was sick.
Well, what do you want to find out?
You know, I was just thinking here a minute ago. I wonder where Widow Parker is.
He ain't on your mind now, is he? You ain't thinking about her.
Oh, no, no. I was just wondering where she is, though.
What do you care where she is?
She's liable to come back here and sue me again. Somebody say she's going to the country for a rest. Maybe she's going to the country to get rested up and come back here and start all over again.
You ain't gonna worry about her now, is you? Forget about her.
Amos, I was glad this mess is over, but I don't know, this mess about this breach of promise thing. But you know, if she was a little different about some things, she'd be a wonderful gal.
Yeah, she done sued you for breach of promise, though. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know she did. But I was just thinking last night before I went to bed how sweet she was. I was just sitting down by myself, reminiscing.
What kind of missing?
I was thinking about her.
I hope you ain't thinking about her now.
She was mean to me, Amos, but I loved her.
Well, we are trying to get a taxi cab business going, and you talking about love again. Andy, you make me mad sometimes.
I know, Amos, but I was in love.
Mm-hmm.
I had saved my love all my life till I met Snookum.
Yeah? You ain't losing your mind by any chance, is you?
No, but Amos, sometime when you're in love, you never get over. I know you think I was crazy, but she was a sweet gal, Amos.
Yeah, she was sweet, but when she was suing you, and she hopped on you. You didn't think she was sweet then.
She called me Popsy Boy. Her little Popsy Boy.
You ain't still in love with that gal, is you, Andy?
No, I ain't in love with her, but I was just thinking back. No, I ain't in love with her. I don't care if I never see her again. But I never will forget.
Never will forget what?
One night when I was leaving, she cried. And I kissed her. And the tears was running down her cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And she said as I walked away, "Good night, my love." Oh, Amos, just let me sit here and think.
Andy, if you don't stop talking like that, I'm going to take something and hit you in the head with it.
I was just thinking about it. I don't love her. I don't care nothing about her.
If she come back here and start suing you again, you wouldn't think about it.
I hope she don't start suing me no more. I don't want to get sued.
We got to make some money. You know you owe money.
What you mean, I owe money?
Well, you ain't never paid that detective yet, and you ain't never paid your lawyer.
That is right, ain't it? What are I going to do about that now?
We got to make some money. That's what we got to do.
Well, how is I going to make money in the taxicab business when we ain't taking in no money? I look at the books all the time and work on them, but I can't get nothing out of the books unless you bring in some money.
Well, I was doing the best I can. It's about time you was getting out and doing something yourself.
You don't expect me to get out and ride in a taxi cab, would you?
No, but when I ain't driving it myself, you could be driving the thing.
Now, listen, Amos.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause you is the assistant bookkeeper and on the board of directors, don't think that you're going to jump on me. Cause you know I am still the head of the company around here and the head man. And if I want to do it, I can take you off of the board of directors. And you couldn't say nothing.
No, I tell you, Andy, I want to marry Ruby Taylor. I don't give her a gauge, McLean, but I can't get married till I get some money.
And you don't want to get married till you get some money.
Well, we want to get married, though, and I want to make some money.
Now, listen here, Amos. Ruby Taylor's been talking to you and trying to tell you what to do.
No, she ain't now.
Yes, she is now. And I want Ruby Taylor to keep her mouth out of this business, because I is running this here company.
Well, ain't no use to get mad.
I ain't getting mad. I'm just telling you, that's all.
Telling me what?
I'm telling you that I don't want you to go out here and talk to Ruby Taylor and then come back here and try to tell me what to do.
All I have asked you to do here is to try and get going so we can make some money.
What was you doing down at the lodge hall today?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about.
What do you mean that's what you want to talk to me about?
I was talking to one of the brothers down there, and he thinks that he knows why we ain't making no money.
He knows why we ain't making no money, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How come we ain't making none?
Well, this man is a system man. He comes into the company, you see, and looks down and puts the company on a system basis so they can make money, you see.
Mm.
He calls himself some kind of expert or something, let me see, that's something like a efficiency expert, something like that.
He don't think he's no expert than I is, though, do he?
No, no. He claims, though, that he can come into the company and tell you what's the matter with the company so that you can make money, you see.
You ain't fooling me now, is you?
No, no. I done had a long talk with him. I told him that the taxi cab company wasn't going so good, and he claims that he can come in and put the company on a system basis and fix up everything so we can make a lot of money. That's what he claims.
How much he charged?
I didn't talk to him about that.
What do we do?
I don't know. He say he come in and figure out everything. That's what he do.
Oh, I know the kind of man you're talking about. In case the automobile has broke down, he fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I want to send somebody to the store, he runs to the store for me. Get me what I want. He do all the odd jobs like that. Sort of office boy he is, I guess. Get a hold of him. Tell him to come up. I'll put him to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's a re-efficiency expert. One of them experts.
All right, I'll see if I can get a hold of him, and I'll tell him you want to see him.
Oh, yeah. Be nice for him to sit around here and answer the phone in case I was out. He could stay here while I take a nap in the daytime. Oh, yeah, sure. Get him. We can use that time.